If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Jesus never got offended. Never. They called him a wine bibber, a drunkard. They called him a friend of sinners. He said, okay, watch this. They said that he was not the Son of God. That's what they said. They said, you are not the Son of God. You know what he did? Raise the dead. They said, you are not from the kingdom. You know what he did? Multiplied the fishes and the loaves. They said, you don't have any authority. You know what he did? Stood up and said, peace, be still, and the water. He walked on. See, in other words, Jesus said, because I'm sent by God, I ain't got time to deal with you foolish people. Say whatever you want to say about me. I'm going to show you. See, because you are sent as he was sent, stop worrying about the naysayers. Stop worrying about the people saying you can't. Just turn around and heal the sick. Turn around and cast out the devil. Turn around and have a praise explosion. Turn around and get yourself completely inundated by the Spirit. Pay no attention to these people. That's the devil trying to sidetrack you. I tell that to Sister Lambert sometimes, and she trying to tell me that I didn't do something in the house. I said, don't get sidetracked. Don't lose your salvation because I didn't wash a cup. Look at the big picture. See, and that's what the enemy will do. He'll have you look at the one thing that God is not doing instead of looking at all the stuff that he's done. There's not a one of us in here that's not exposed to some trouble. But bless God, I can guarantee you that little bit of trouble is not worth the 90% that God is doing. So you're going through something today. Look at the other stuff that he's already done and is doing. Jesus said, just as the Father sent me, I'm sending you. Now, in verse 22, John 20, he said, when he said this, he breathed on them. Jesus and God are one. Do you know why he breathed on them, saints of God? Can we explore? If you go back to Genesis, which is the beginning of all things, God formed the man. So we all had form. Then he shaped the man, so we all have shape. Then he defined the man by giving him a soul. But the soul lacked something, life. So when God breathed, God was the first EMT technician. The angel looked at the man. The Hebrew word for man is Hadam. He looked at Hadam and said, he dead. And God said, no. God walked over, and man became a living soul. From that moment on, he was connected to God by a commandment. He was connected by a commandment. Don't eat of that tree. When he ate of the tree, he was no longer connected. The devil did not attack the man. He attacked the commandment. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. The devil is not attacking you per se. He's attacking the commandment. Why? Because you are joined to the Father by the commandment. If you love me, keep my commandment. And that's what you see in the world today. Everything that God taught us is now being what? Victimized by a new generation, by a new culture. Things that used to be sin are no longer sin because the commandments are being challenged. You are held to God by commandment. Children of Israel, come out of Egypt. He's going to send them into a new land. What does he give them? Commandments. What does a commandment do? Prove to everybody else who you belong to. The commandment makes you distinct. It does not punish you. It does not hinder you. It establishes your difference. All right. How many of you in here have silverware with the felt? Okay. You have the forks in their compartment, the spoons in their compartment. All right. Now watch this. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you have other silverware? What do you call that? Every day. That's everyday silverware, isn't it? You probably just wash that out with the harshest detergent that you have and throw it in a drawer where it's all mixed with everything else. So you say, I need a fork. You go hunting through the knives, the spoons, to get a fork. And sometimes that silverware may be tarnished. It might not shine like it did when you first purchased it. But you don't care because it's everyday silverware. It's regular stuff. It has no glory. It has no distinction. Sometimes, if you really don't have time, you probably even have plastic cutlery inside that same silverware drawer. Why? Because it doesn't mean anything. But in your silverware container, you don't use that often. You become angry if somebody takes it out. You notice that the compartments are lined with velvet and that the cutlery maintains a shine because you get silver polish. And even though you don't use it regularly, you keep it shined for when you need it because it will reflect on you if you put out the good stuff and it's tarnished. You and I are God's cutlery packed away. We're in a special box lined with velvet. Shines us every week when we come to church. He shines us up to take off the mess that we've accumulated during the week so that when he uses us, we don't bring a reproach on him. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to shine you. So what does the commandment do? Commandments line the box so you can be different. That's all it does. So that when he reaches to use you, you're clean. He don't have to spend 3 days washing you for 1 day of using you. You walk in the commandment. God, Lord, help me. You're walking in the commandment. You are obeying the commandment. That's the thing that's separating you. So he breathes on them. He does the same thing God does in Genesis. He puts in the heavenly DNA. Now listen to what he says. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Now once again, we are presented with a verb that has a different meaning than what's written here in Greek. Someone once told me that I have a gift of giving, but I don't receive well. They said, you never let anybody do anything for you. You don't receive well. Now, for most of us in here, this verb receive means that we take what someone gives us. We just receive it. I give it. You just receive it. It seems to be a passive verb in the English. But when Jesus uses this verb receive, it is the Greek verb lambano. And lambano means to take or seize. It is a violent act that means, it suggests that the gift that is being given may be hindered or hampered by an external force. He suggests that someone may seek to keep you from having what the Father is giving. So the Father is giving the Spirit. You must take it. Receive it. Don't let the devil take it. 106 times the word take is used in this particular verbiage in the New Testament. 106 times it's used. It means that you are in a battle mode and you won't let someone take what God has promised. It's an interesting verb where Jesus uses it here to suggest to us that our taking is militaristic. Why does Jesus use these terms? Because we are in a war. The devil does not want you to be filled with the Spirit. So he'll fill your mind with a bunch of stupid stuff. He'll tell you that you don't have the Holy Spirit because you don't speak in tongues. Well, if you haven't danced at the altar, you don't have the Holy Spirit. Well, maybe you're not a dancer. The Spirit doesn't give dance to people who don't dance. I never danced, even when I wasn't saved. I went to parties and hung out. I didn't dance, so I don't dance now that I am saved. I ain't know how to dance then. All I knew how to do was slow drag. And there was a purpose for that. You can't do that in the Spirit. So what makes us think that the Holy Spirit becomes Arthur Murray? We are limiting the purpose of the Holy Spirit. He's not a dance instructor, nor is he a language instructor. You say, I haven't spoken in tongues in years. That's because you're not exercising it. It might surprise you to know that you can just speak. You ain't got to wait for I ain't led to speak. Speak! Half these people that speak ain't led. They just get up and ya-ya, ba-ya, ya-ya, ba-ya, and you know, just make it wah-wah. At least get me a cup of coffee from it. These are not the primary purposes of the Holy Spirit. You see, those of you that got married for sex, that wasn't the purpose. Sex is an added benefit. But it is not the purpose. God didn't tell you to stay together with that person as long as your sex drive is high. Because he knew one day you would cross a river where it wouldn't be as high as it was when you were 18. You can't abandon your spouse because they don't have freak anymore. That's not why you do it. You do it because of being committed and companionship. It is the leaving, weaving, and cleaving. So that God looks in the house and sees one person with one head and one helper. Lord, help me. Why? One head, one body, one helper. Well, that's how God looks at the body of Christ. God looks at the body of Christ. He sees one head, Jesus, one helper, Holy Spirit, and various members. And all of us are members.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
05216A.
The message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Beginning Monday, May 30th, 2016, the Climbing Higher telecast will air on WMCN TV 44 on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available through Antenna Television, Comcast Cable, and Fios. Be sure to check your cable listings for WMCN TV. The telecast is also available on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Start your day with an encouraging word from Bishop Eric Lambert, Jr. with the Climbing Higher telecast of Bethel Deliverance International Church, the church where miracles still happen.